This is Studio A from Interlochen Public Radio.
Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. Our guest today is someone who's well known to IPR listeners. Christian Machalaru is the artistic director and principal conductor of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra here at Interlochen and an Interlochen alum himself. Hi, welcome back.
Thank you.
So great to have you. Gosh, we have quite a weekend ahead of us here at yes. Interlochen. Let's start with the Saturday night program. We'll have music of John Williams and George Gershwin and featuring Long Long performing with the World Youth Symphony Orchestra. Now, you and Long Long have worked together before, most recently last year during the Olympics.
Correct. I have known Mr. Long Long for many years. And of course, as artists, you know, we collaborate in various ways and in various circumstances. But the one last year was probably one of the most unique opportunities because we were celebrating the upcoming opening ceremony of the Olympics that was in Paris. And with my orchestra, Orchestre National de France, we also every year create a concert on the 14th of July, which is the Bastille Day in Paris at the foot of the Eiffel Tower. And it's a very, very popular event. We have several million people that watch this event live. And before the Olympics, of course, some prominent artists and athletes and important people were given a portion of the way to run with the Olympic torch as it was approaching Paris. And Long Long, of course, was one of those.
Of course.
And then he came to the stage and we did one movement of the Rachmaninoff Second Piano Concerto for the public. So it was a rather unique way to celebrate the Olympic flame and the beauty of music at the same time.
Is coming here to Northern Michigan to Interlochen for the very first time. It's his only stop in Michigan on his current tour. So it's not the Olympics, it's not the foot of the Eiffel Tower, but it certainly will be a new experience for him. What have your conversations been like leading up to this?
You know, he is one that is very, very passionate about education and about young people understanding and keeping music in their life. He has made great efforts with his own organizations to promote classical music in China. In fact, there are many, many hundreds, thousands of young piano players that have taken up this initiative that he has started. So when looking at an artist, not just because they are so well known like Long Long, of course, for us, having the education component is very important as well, which is why this made so much sense that he would come and kick off this initiative to be able to celebrate not just someone's global impact and their artistry, but also someone that does the same thing that we are here at Interlochen, which is work with young artists, with young musicians, try to inspire them to have more passion and more energy for this really beautiful life, which is a life in the arts. And it was such a normal arriving of similar concepts and similar intensities that we place on young people that his presence, I think, is absolutely perfect.
In the past, when we've talked, you've spoken about how much you value being the person who introduces these young Interlochen musicians to composers and key pieces of repertoire for the first time, and just the great responsibility you feel with doing that. Is it a similar feeling with introducing them to a new soloist as well?
Absolutely. You know, it's wonderful to be the person that makes the connection or makes the introduction between friends. And it's so wonderful to see how excited the young artists here at Interlochen remain and continue to be about great artists like Lang Lang, and their excitement, I can tell there's an added level of energy on stage. And it's so important to be able to have role models and to have heroes that you look up to as a young person that actually portray something that is really beautiful and valuable in life. Because that role of a role model will be taken up by someone. And it's better if it's someone that has given their life to others in the way that they are sharing their artistry, their talent, and their hard work. So I'm really happy to be able to offer a role model to the young musicians at Interlaken.
Okay, what are you most looking forward to on this Saturday night program with Lang Lang here at Interlaken?
You know, one of the things that it's really special for me, when I walk on stage in Kresge Auditorium, the audience and the energy that the audience brings to a concert, it's so palpable. And I love that youthful energy of the campers, I guess, as they are the young students that are attending the camp. But at the same time, I know that we are reaching a much, much wider audience with this event, and the intensity of all the people coming to hear us and to hear Lang Lang perform together, the music of Gershwin and John Williams. It's such a beautiful meeting of so many points in the universe. And that first moment when I step on stage and I see the audience and I hear their welcoming, hopefully, applause. It's such a special moment. There is no moment like that. And I always look forward to that very much.
Let's turn to Sunday night now, because this Lang Lang concert is just the first of two big concerts at Interlaken this weekend. Sunday's a special night because it's the final concert of the Interlaken Arts Camp season, and it has that iconic performance of Liszt's Le Prélude at the end. This is the third time you've done the Le Prélude concert, I believe. 2020, though, it was virtually.
Yes.
2021 was that short camp season. So, yeah. I mean, this is really the first...
First big one,
you know,
yeah.
Full in-person season of camp. How are you preparing for that?
Well, as an alum and as a former camper, having played, you know, Le Preludes from the musician's point of view in the orchestra, this brings back so many memories and so many beautiful feelings. But also, as I was talking to the students, it is... for them, an intensity that it's also a culmination of, for many of them, 6 weeks of studying and performing together, where they've created really, really close friendships. And there's something magical that happens by the end of the 6 weeks where it feels that you have known people for your entire life, even though it's only been 6 weeks. And then also the realization that this is the final performance. And then immediately after that, it's so quick that the departure arrives from campus. And I think it's a bittersweet moment because, you know, we are all culminating this intense 6 week of collaborations. But at the same time, we know that the departure is imminent. And those feelings are all coming back to me, you know, having lived those feelings as a student myself. And it is very emotionally charged. Even the rehearsals, we get to every moment. And there is one thing that happens, you know, that very first time the big theme comes in. And I am swept away by my own emotions and feelings of what this place really truly represents for me. And I am so happy to be able to share this with, you know, the 200 plus really students that are on stage for this performance, and to give a glimpse into how precious this experience is and will remain forever, which an experience and the preciousness of this experience continues to intensify over time, especially after you've left. And I think it's such a beautiful bond that we can have across generations to know that for almost 100 years, really close to 100 years, people have continually kept this tradition, but then the experience of the emotion itself that continues to be built and created camp after camp after camp.
One of the iconic moments of the Le Prelude concert is at the end when the concertmaster steps up, takes the baton, and conducts the Interlaken theme for the final time, and then breaks the baton. I will say one of my favorite things about the concerts you conduct with Wiso is that when the concertmaster steps up to conduct, you take their violin and sit down and play the theme with the orchestra while the concertmaster conducts. The baton breaking, is that, do you have to practice that? How does that, I mean, it's something you did yourself when you were the concertmaster of Wiso.
Absolutely. Yeah, which is why I take the violin every time, because it's a personal nod to my time as a violinist and very, very proud that I was able to be concertmaster of Wiso. It was such a big honor at the time. It continues to be one of my very important achievements in my life. So to sit back in that chair as concertmaster of Wiso, it's something that I take with great pleasure and with great pride at the same time. And yes, the practicing of the breaking of the baton is not really something you can practice because, you know, there's not, you know,
you
like a
baton.
Pile. That's right. It's not a pile of batons that we just keep breaking. But I think it's something that, again, it's a tradition that symbolizes the end of everything at camp. And it actually symbolizes the beginning of everything in life for all these young musicians and these young artists. And it's so beautiful to have this this moment that actually represents a date and a time and a place that it comes back to you. You know, I don't think they realize it right now that this is a marker, a time marker that will symbolize so many things for so many people. And it's a beautiful way to create this together.
Christian Macellaro is the artistic director and principal conductor of the World Youth Symphony Orchestra at Interlaken. Saturday night, he'll lead the World Youth Symphony Orchestra in a program featuring Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue with soloist Lang Lang. Then Sunday, he'll conduct Liszt's Le Prelude to end the 2025 Interlaken Arts Camp season. Both programs will be broadcast live on Classical IPR. Christian Macellaro, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This edition of Studio A was produced with additional support from Christine Roberts and Scott Clemens. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.
Studio A is a production of Interlaken Public Radio, part of Interlaken Center for the Arts. Learn more at interlakenpublicradio.org.